Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by a gang of folks from the Monroe Symphony. I've got Dr. Clay Couturio, the maestro of the Monroe Symphony, Dr. Scott Humes, clarinet professor here at ULM, and Megan Bass, executive director. Welcome. Thank y'all for being here.
Thanks for having us, Corey.
Megan, big weekend for the symphony, big concert. Tell me what's coming up Saturday night in Monroe.
Yeah, we are having our glorious clarinet concert this Saturday in Brown Auditorium on the campus of ULM. And we are doing a conductor's chat right before the concert at 6:15. So you can come out early and get a little history behind each one of the pieces and get to meet one of the performers who's with me right now.
And that's Dr. Scott Humes, a clarinet professor here at ULM. Dr. Humes, welcome. Talk to me a little bit about this show, The Glorious Clarinet. I'm guessing I'm going to hear a lot of clarinet. What will I come out and hear, and will it inspire me?
I hope that's the case. The concerto that I'm performing is one of the mainstays of the clarinet repertoire, and it's pretty much a rite of passage for anyone studying the instrument. Some of the activities that happen during the course of the concerto are really interesting and idiomatic for the instrument. So we play lots of fast leaps, and the piece makes use of the high register and the low register of the clarinet. And oftentimes we'll go between the two immediately. So it's kind of shocking to the ear in some regards. Very dynamic work and bridges the concert repertoire really, really well.
Exactly. And I'd like to add to the concerto that the clarinet, first of all, can be one of the softest instruments, if need be, in the orchestra, and at times one of the loudest. The range, the dynamic range, is very wide. And so when there are soft passages, the orchestra has to accompany Dr. Humes, and always underneath, so you hear the clarinet. And when he wants to play at a very soft level, it's amazing sound when the orchestra is underneath that. And I'd like to add that Scott Humes is our principal clarinetist of the orchestra, in addition to working here at the university.
A pretty valuable position, a hard position that takes a lot of life of work. Let me ask you, Scott, when did you decide the clarinet is the horn for me?
That decision pretty much was made for me. My family had a clarinet, and when it came time to go into junior high, where the beginning band was offered, my mother said, "You're going to play clarinet because we have one." And the first 6 months were quite tumultuous with my rectifying myself and my wants with actually having that particular instrument. But I knew very early on that music and classical music was my potential career field. It was what interested me most, and personally I gained the most out of that.
Clay, if somebody comes out to this concert, you mentioned the concert kind of has a couple of sides to it. You said there's a German side and an Italian side?
That's it. There are four works that you'll hear on this concert. On the first half of the program, we have works of Schubert, Beethoven, and Weber. Weber is the concerto that Scott will be playing. The Schubert is an overture. We'll open the program, overture in the Italian style. Now, you mentioned German and Italian. The second half of the program is a choral work, chorus and orchestra, by Vivaldi, who's Italian. So there's a connection between German and Italian that rounds out this whole concert, and it's called Vivaldi Gloria. That's with a chorus and orchestra, and our chorus is the Monroe Symphony Chorus, and Dr. Deborah Chandler is the director of that chorus, and she also works here at the university.
It's kind of neat when you put together, you know, an orchestra is a great thing. You add some voices to it, and it even becomes even more glorious and sort of fits in with the theme of the night. Talk to me about why you picked the clarinet for this concert. What is the rationale, and where does the clarinet fit within classical music?
Well, I picked the clarinet. First of all, I want to show off the strengths of our orchestra, and certainly Scott is that. And to have the talent that we do have here in Monroe, people need to know that, and it's important. It's important to bring in soloists at times, and it's important to show off what you have. So that was a primary reason. And plus, it's important to show the clarinet because it's not always shown off in this regard. You do hear violin and you hear piano a lot with orchestra, but I think it's important we get other instruments involved as well.
Megan Bass, the executive director, is with us. Megan, Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Yeah, Corey. You were talking about your wonderful wife earlier. I think you need to take her on a date night.
She's wonderful.
I think she would appreciate that.
She may be listening right now.
She would love this concert or any kind of family that would need a date night event too for Valentine's Day. We are going to have special guests at our concert. We're going to have our Munro Symphony Youth Orchestra come and kind of wave and make their appearance, their debut after a 10-year hiatus. So this will be a great opportunity for families to come out. I've had students call me, when can I get tickets? Like high school students, they're so excited to hear Dr. Humes perform and our chorus too. So we're very encouraging families too to get out.
Dr. Humes, your favorite part of the night, what would that be?
Probably the last note in the concerto. probably this is the first opportunity that I've had to perform the entire concerto from start to finish, and much more importantly, with an orchestra as my as the collaborator in this endeavor, where most of the time it's a piano. So I'm super excited about that. Just to see the difference in how the piece comes across that way as well.
And when the concertos perform with an orchestra accompaniment, there's many more different colors that are involved than with a piano. Piano is a wonderful instrument, but it does its thing and the orchestra does its own thing.
Clay Couturio, Scott Humes, Megan Bass. Megan, the concert is coming up Saturday night. What time, where, and how do you find out more?
Yes, tomorrow night, Saturday, 7 o'clock, the concert will begin. Arrive early for our conductor's chat at 6:15 at Brown Auditorium. You may find tickets online at mymso.org, or you can get tickets at the door.
The concert entitled The Glorious Clarinet, again, Saturday night. You can find out more information at mymso.org.